Make God Greater by Sheila Cobb. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Psalm 28:1. Why is it sometimes God is silent? Is it really because he's had it with us and can no longer deal with us? But then, whatever happened to his mercy that endures forever? Or that he is slow to anger and full of compassion? Why does it seem like he doesn't hear anymore, no matter how hard or how long we cry? Is he weary of us because we're so foolish and continually make mistakes? I hope not. I think sometimes God seems far because we make our burdens and our problems bigger than him. Not because he can't handle them, but because we have become overwhelmed with them and can't see clearly anymore. We cry and we cry, and he is right there, and yet we can't see him nor hear him because we've made our problems bigger than him. At times like these, we need to turn to the Word of God and encourage ourselves in the Lord. We need to start from the very beginning and just start reading about his goodness and greatness. Start focusing truly on him rather than our problems. When we do this, then God will start getting nearer, bigger, greater, and ever present in our minds. He then can work on our behalf because we are believing in him rather than tying him down with our unbelief. Whenever we focus on his goodness and greatness and talk to him about his love for us, then there's nothing he will not do for us. He will be greater than our problems. He will prove himself to be true. There will be nothing too hard for him because he is good. He is great and he is awesome. Instead of focusing on our problems and our ability to fix them, let's open the Bible and read his word. Talk to him about his word and his goodness. Let's praise him and love him, and we will see and realize that truly that there is nothing too hard for him. He will come through for us, and he will see us through another day. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Psalm 30:12. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23.